Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. The AlexJonesStore.com. The AlexJonesStore.com is where you go to support us. And today's the last day to take advantage of the buy one, get one sale. You're getting one free bottle of Shilajit gummies when you buy a bottle of Shilajit gummies. Or you can get the Ultimate Creatine and get a bottle of Ultimate Creatine when you buy a bottle of Ultimate Creatine. It's BOGO Sups, buy one, get one supplements. The Shilajit gummies, I cannot recommend enough. They're extremely powerful. I love to combine them with the Irish Sea Moss gummies as well. The capsules are also fantastic. If you don't know what Shilajit is, just look it up. Just go to AI. What the heck is Shilajit? It'll tell you a story that sounds like something out of Lord of the Rings. It sounds like a tale that Gandalf would tell to Bilbo when explaining some sort of magical element, because that's genuinely what it is. It spontaneously arises on the top of the Altai Mountains and the Himalayas. And people who live there noticed that the monkeys that live around there would eat this tar that comes up from the ground and would get energetic and would be jumping around. And so the people thought, all right, well, we'll give it a try. Turns out it's like this amazing superfood. It literally bubbles up from the ground like a miracle. And all you have to do is capture it, purify it. You know, it can have heavy metals if you get a lower quality version. You know, you don't want to go just like eating off the ground in the Himalayas. You're going to want to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and find the product has been refined to the maximum degree, purified to where it's just the essentials and just the most powerful ingredients. Added on top of that, a delicious gummy flavor and the supplements that you need to make it bioavailable so your body can actually take advantage of all the nutrients that it's getting. Shilajit gummies, buy one, get one for absolutely free at thealexjonesstore.com. That sale ends today. Ultimate creatine powder, equally amazing for your body, but really fantastic for your brain. Excuse me, and how it helps to super boost your cognitive function. Ultimate creatine powder is now buy one, get one for free on thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Go there today, and you can go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. So we got a lot of stories to cover today. Obviously, the war in Iran has some new developments with some new suggestions for, or, you know, proposals for ceasefires and peace agreements once again being rejected. The consequences of the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz are beginning to be felt, and we're seeing a lot of people ringing the alarm bell and, you know, sounding the alarm, sending up the sirens about how bad things are getting, especially in India. They say they only have 60 days worth of stored fuel left, and it looks like it may only go on till June. We may see a change in June. We've got some articles. They'll tell you about that. Meanwhile, we're going to talk about what's going on in the UK with Keir Starmer being destroyed in the latest elections and basically everybody around him wanting him to step down, but he's refusing to and continuing like nothing's changed. We'll definitely be talking about what the UK is getting up to these days. And then there's the data centers. The data center discussion has been blowing up on X, and I've been right in the middle of it, fighting with all I've got to make people aware of and recognize and respect what's really happening here. And I'm getting in fights with people that I like, people that I don't usually fight with. Yet there's something about certain topics that I can agree with somebody 99% of the time. Something like data centers comes up, something like Israel comes up. And it feels to me, from my subjective view, like they go off the rails and completely insane, start not making any sense. And really, they all devolve to the same argumentation style, which is pretty simple. It's just to call you stupid, not refute anything that you said, and just hope that the confidence game of you think that's true, you're just too dumb to understand my argument, so you haven't made one. How about you make an argument? How about you tell me literally anything that I say is wrong and then show me how it's wrong? And then we can start there, because the data centers are bad. The data centers are bad. They're not good. They're not necessary. They're not a new innovation in technology that is going to be benign, if not positive, for the American people, because that's how it's being treated. You have a lot of people responding. I think I have a tweet from Joel Berry about this, Babylon Bee guy. And again, it's weird that it's like always the same people most of the time, right? Joel Berry, I agree with when it comes to the left. When it comes to things like Israel or data centers, he seems like a complete idiot. It's kind of weird. So he says, nobody in America, I wish I knew who it was, but they don't have the original tweet here. Because I don't want to credit the wrong person. But basically, a tweet went viral yesterday. Here you go, from Emerald Robinson. That's who it is. And she says, nobody in America voted for data centers. Nobody in America voted for AI. Nobody in America voted for surveillance capitalism. Again, just pointing out that we're having to fight back against something. We're having to try to vote our way out of something we never voted our way into. They never put this to a vote. They never made the argument. They never presented us with a deal and said, here's what we want to do. Here's what you get in return. Can we do this? That never happened. What they said was, you know, oh, crap, you figured out that we're building a data center. Shoot, you weren't supposed to figure that out yet. Shut up. We're doing it anyway. That's basically how it's happened. It's like the beginning of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where they're going to bulldoze his house. And they're like, there was a time for you to object. It just, you know, wasn't scheduled. To find how to object, you had to, you know, go into a basement that didn't have stairs and get past the leopard into the disused laboratory where the file cabinet is. You didn't know that? You didn't know you were supposed to go find that? Like, that's sort of how they're doing it with the data centers. They're just getting all the plans in place. They're getting everything set up. They're ready to go, ready to hit the button. And then they're like, we got to have a meeting real quick. We're going to have a county meeting. We're going to have a city meeting. The city councilors are going to rush through it, and then we'll get this thing done. And then 200 people show up and try to shut the whole thing down, and it makes the councilors look like idiots or puppets when they drive forward with it anyway. But they really want this just to happen without anybody noticing. Unfortunately for them, we've noticed. We've noticed what they're doing. We've noticed how bad it is for everybody involved, and we're standing up against it. And so, as Emerald Robinson points out, nobody voted for this. Nobody wants this. They never asked us about any of this stuff. They're just doing it anyway. Now, what is she talking about? What she's talking about are the data centers, which are hyperscale data centers, which are unbelievably enormous, take up an immense amount of land, an immense amount of electricity, an immense amount of water, and all these other sorts of, you know, precious resources. It also creates all sorts of noise pollution and light pollution and vibrations that affect the health of farm animals within like a couple miles. There's a lot of big problems. So what is Joel Berry's response to this? What is his snarky, you know, inversion of this perfectly reasonable statement by Emerald Robinson? Joel Berry says, nobody in America voted for the steam engine. Nobody in America voted for powered flight. Nobody in America voted for the microprocessor. And thankfully, no one voted for American technological innovation to be policed by hysterical Karens on the internet. And I responded to this just like this. I mean, people don't actually buy this, do they? I mean, that's not an argument people actually think is good, do they? What Emerald Robinson is pointing out is that these data centers, like, he's like the invention of the steam engine. Did somebody just invent data centers and we're like, no, an idea we don't like? Or is it the tangible physical effect it has when you build 2,000 data centers all over the country without asking permission? Was that, did that happen when the, you know, Orville brothers started flying planes? Was that something that they did? Did that require communities all throughout America to be kicked out of their homes and give up their potable drinking water for them to build airplanes? No, no, they just, it was an invention. So you're conflating an invention with a like brand new ecologically devastating industry that's being created with enormous resources and enormous imposition on the people who live in the areas where the resources are being captured. So what the hell are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about? They're acting like data centers are just like a creative new creation. It's a new iPad. It's a new iPod, and we're all freaking out about it. Do people actually buy that? And do people actually buy the extrapolation of the, you know, underlying concern that it's like, well, you drive a car to get around, therefore, you're not allowed to complain about a brain chip in your head. It's all technology, right? All technology is equal. And if you oppose one new technology, that means you oppose all new technologies everywhere and are a Luddite and are scared of the future. And so you're just, you know, superstitiously lashing out at things you don't understand. It's an absurd position for them to hold, but they all seem to hold it. All the people arguing against this seem to conflate genuine complaints and concern about the tangible physical impact of these gigantic, enormous, unimaginably sized server farms being built on farmland in their backyard, conflating that with like the creation of a microphone, the creation of the microchip, the invention of the steam engine. Oh, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Because the question I wanted to ask, the question I genuinely have not heard an answer to yet, is why? Why are we doing this? What is the argument? What is the benefit for us? The only response these people have is to either downplay the costs, right? So I'll sit here and go, well, you're giving up your water, you're giving up your land, you're giving up, you know, you get charged a ton more in electricity. All of this is being subsidized by, you know, federal funds that are going through the Department of Justice into Palantir and OpenAI and all of these AI companies that are building the data centers in cooperation with NVIDIA. What is the benefit? We're spending all of this money. We're doing all this stuff. Like, people are comparing it to nuclear energy. And they're saying, basically, we could have had nuclear energy, but all of these naysayers, these scaredy cats back in the 60s, were so scared of a little nuclear meltdown that, you know, we shot ourselves in the